From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting.
For every parent, the nightmare beyond all others that your child will go off to school one morning and won't come home.
10 people dead in the U.S. state of Mexico after police say a 17-year-old boy opened fire at a high school in the city of Santa Fe. Demetrios Pagortzis has been charged with murder in the mass shooting. He was a student at the school, and most of the dead are students. Hundreds of students, parents, residents, and politicians gathered at a sunset vigil Friday night. Texas Senator Ted Cruz spoke.
You're not alone. Standing by your side right now are millions of Texans, millions of Americans who are lifting this community up.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott said police found explosive devices, including a Molotov cocktail at the suspected shooter's home and a vehicle around the high school where the shooting took place. A Pakistani exchange student is among the 10 people killed Friday in the Texas shooting. She had been in the U.S. under the Kennedy Lugar Youth Exchange and Study Program since August 2017. She would have returned home when her program ended next month. The only three survivors of Cuba's worst aviation disaster in three decades were clinging to life Saturday. This is a day after their passenger jet crashed in a fireball in Havana's rural outskirts with 113 people on board. Transportation Minister Adel Izquierdo Rodriguez said 110 had died, including five children, which was the first official death toll from authorities. He also announced that a flight recorder from the plane had been located, which they hoped to learn what went wrong. This is VOA News.